Good morning and welcome back to your weekend wake-up call here at Rosie on the House, trying to get you up and out and going. We're talking this morning about what kind of allergy season you can expect this year and what you can do about it to help reduce your misery through all of that. We're also talking about those of you that are inclined to get out and get your hiking in and get your outdoor activity in. We've just finished the Pat Tillman here 2 weeks ago. And Dr. Mike, you say you're training for this San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon?
I am.
And that's when?
June 5th.
Okay.
So I guess I can't back out now.
That's coming up. That's coming up. And personal certified trainer Katie Stumbo's here in studio. And we generally try and do a rim-to-rim-to-rim with our friends Tom and Barb Postorino, but I get a kitchen pass.
Whatever. I'm dragging you in November.
You know,
we're just going to make an extra trip this year.
You know, Dr. Mike, she always tries to get me training like 4 or 5 months ahead of time, and I tell her, look, it's going to kill me whether I'm in shape or not, right? So why spend all that time training and getting in shape? But you're ready for it?
That's the fun part.
Yeah. I saw your time on the Tom's Thumb round trip, and I thought that was a pretty incredible time you clocked the other day.
Oh, it was okay. It'll be a fun year.
Yeah.
I'll have to check my ego at the door a little bit. This will be not be the best shape I've been in for the canyon, but better than the year I did it pregnant, so...
Yeah, we tried to talk her out of that pretty aggressively that year, didn't we?
There's no talking Katie out once she's made up her mind.
Yeah. So what are your preparations the last 3 months getting ready for what is essentially a 46-mile hike in 2 days that covers 26,000 vertical feet?
Well,
how do you get ready for a hike like that?
Repeats on Tom's Thumb is one.
Okay.
a lot of training. But what you want to prevent, what you don't want to get into the trap of, is too much running or too much incline or too much. You want a lot of cross
training. I never got in that trap. See? See? See how good I'm doing?
You're doing great. So how was your cross training?
Go ahead. What's cross training?
Yeah. Cross training would be anything in the gym or that you could set up and do in your backyard.
Gyms are boring.
Gyms are boring.
They're boring.
I do it mostly in my backyard. I have all the equipment I need. A lot of step-ups. You know, the north side of the Grand Canyon is a lot of stepping up. So I do a lot of supersets with a 18 to 24 inch step with a lot of step up. 3 runs a week, 2 mid distance, kind of easy. The third one longer with a lot of elevation. So Tom's Thumb, total elevation gain from
that's pretty good.
Is from Gateway to the top, I believe, is 2,800 feet.
I don't think so.
27?
You're at 28 at the top.
But if you GPS it, because you go up and down several times, total incline that you're getting is right around 28.
Okay.
Katie, I have a question for you. At our age, Dad and I, everybody I know is getting their knees replaced.
Yeah.
And listening to all the things that you're doing, how do you keep from blowing out knees? Are you
cross-train.
Worried about that for yourself?
I'm not. I'm not, because I do cross train a lot. 2 weeks ago, I was feeling uncomfortable in my hamstrings, back of my right knee, my bad leg. I took a back week. I stepped back a little bit. I did a lot more stretching. I go to the chiropractor. Ideally, I'd find someone to do on me what I do for people and find someone who does PNF.
Yeah.
That
what
would
is
be PNF? PNF. That's the facilitated stretching that I do for you guys. It's helped with your hips.
It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome. So if I could find someone who could do that for me, that would be ideal. But I just listen to my body. You know, if something's not right, if something's off, I stop and take care of it. I don't push through it. There's soreness, and I'll push through soreness, but I know enough to know if it's a good hurt or a bad hurt. And if it's a bad hurt, we take a step back, we go to the chiropractor, we go visit my favorite PT. You know, we get it taken care of immediately.
And there's something to be said, too. I had told you one day I had figured out a new technique for running farther, and you said, you're going to blow out your legs. But, you know, there is technique in running and in walking and in climbing and all those things. How does somebody find that out?
Absolutely. Well, you find someone. A lot of the running stores have running seminars that are fantastic. Hiking, you find someone who does it a lot. You find a trainer. One of my certifications is performance enhancement specialist. So I take what you want to do, I analyze your form, and I make sure you're working out to enhance that, okay, safely. My big thing is always safety. and effectiveness, right? So we take care of those joints because they are with us. We hope they're with us for life.
Now, Dr. Mike, in preparing for your marathon in San Diego, are you a regular marathon runner? I mean, is that just a regular diet of your activity?
No, I've always liked running. I'm not a regular marathon runner, so I'll focus for something. This will probably be my last full just because it's hard on the body.
Okay.
Halves and 10Ks and stuff I think are fun.
You know, when I want to cover ground quicker, my body tells me, saddle up old Patch Adams. That's my horse. It's safe. My knees are in very protected position. My ankles are in a very protected position, and I just
spur him on, baby.
Not
really true. People who spend a lot of time in the saddles can end up with really bad knee problems from the constant pushing out of the side of the horse.
Mm.
You can change the anatomy of your knee and end up with some bone spurs.
That's those little bow-legged cowboys you see.
Yeah. Are you spending that much time in the saddle?
Well, no, I'm not spending near enough. I'm working too much. That's the problem. So now, how about diet? What are you doing on your diet getting ready for a hike like this? What anybody that's got some kind of major event coming up in their life, what do they need to be paying attention to?
There's a couple things you want to really focus on. And I always tell people to focus on having a diet high in anti-inflammatory properties. And that can actually help with allergies, I believe. If you're constantly feeding yourself anti-inflammatories.
And what would that be?
Salmons, organic vegetables.
Okay. I like the salmon.
Berries. Berries are high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory.
I like the salmon so far.
Salmon. Just eat more salmon. Eat what you like, right? Find what you like on the list and eat it.
Okay.
And those slow-burning carbs. I'm not a huge fan of carb loading the night before. All that does is kind of bloat you a little bit. You retain water, and you can actually be slower. If you're going to carb load, do it about 2 hours before you start, not 14.
With what?
You know, I don't eat a lot of breads or carbs or quick carbs on my daily diet, but on the morning of the Grand Canyon, I will get up and eat a full bagel with some peanut butter on it. Those fast carbs, they're going to be used up. They're going to be used up quickly as you're going through the canyon. They're never going to have a chance to find their way to your hips or your thighs or your double chin or wherever your problem area is.
So a bagel on top, and that's going to get you all the way down to what?
Phantom.
One bagel?
Well, I get down to Phantom pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, I figured one bagel would get you down to about Cedar Point. Then another bagel down to Skeleton Ridge.
No. Now you're slowing yourself down again.
Too much of a good thing?
And then once you get to the North Rim, you're wanting to throw up.
Yeah. All right. More with Dr. Michael Manning on the allergy season you can expect this year and what to do about it, as well as with personal certified trainer Katie Stumbo. She'll be here talking about getting ready for the big event.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.